For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. After a series of meetings with Saudi officials, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said there's a serious commitment to pinpointing accountability for what happened to U.S. resident and Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi in the diplomatic facility in Istanbul.
We're all looking at it together.
The president tells Fox News Business Network it matters to him whether the Saudi king or his son, the crown prince, knew about the disappearance of Khashoggi before it happened.
If they knew about it, that would be bad.
While the president tweets, the answers are forthcoming, he for now reiterates a denial from Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman of any knowledge of Khashoggi's disappearance. Having spent the day in Riyadh, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo heads next to Istanbul, aiming to learn more. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Governor Greg Abbott has declared a state of disaster in 18 Central and South Texas counties hit by serious flooding. He says the flooding has caused severe property damage and threatens loss of life. KHOU-TV's Brett Buffington is at the Colorado River.
People tell me they are coming here to this town because they are concerned about loved ones who live here, especially along the river. I talked to a couple who said they took the day off of work to come and check on one of their parents.
It's insane. I don't know. It's a shame. Everybody's lost their houses and their belongings and had to leave.
The death toll continues to rise as search crews go through wreckage on the Florida Panhandle from Hurricane Michael. Mexico Beach Councilwoman Linda Albrecht.
We encourage people to not forget about us because we have a long road ahead of us. They're saying 12 to 18 months before infrastructure is here.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The founder and CEO of Amazon says he embraces any chance to work with the U.S. military. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
As many other tech firms like Google pull out of defense work, citing pressure from their employees to do so, Jeff Bezos says Amazon wants to work enthusiastically with the United States military. He says the country is going to be in trouble if big tech companies turn their backs on the Department of Defense. Amazon is bidding for a major Pentagon contract. The Joint Enterprise Defense Infrastructure Project, known as JEDI, is a 10-year cloud computing deal worth as much as $10 billion.
An EPA scientist is put on leave. With more, here's USA's Tim Berg.
The federal government's push to prevent lead from harming children's health has stalled, according to a top scientist at the EPA, who was recently placed on leave for what the agency is calling serious allegations. The scientist, Ruth Edsel, is doing what she can to help children not be exposed to lead. Her and the EPA are at odds over this, and she joined CBS This Morning to talk about who she really reports to.
I really report to our mothers and fathers and communities in the United States. And if EPA won't let me tell about how children are being poisoned, I'll just tell the mothers and fathers directly. So I have that right whether or not EPA wants me on their staff.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.